One of the beautiful aspects of falling in love is that kind of idea of when someone notices you and you kind of say, wait, who, me? Like that particular gaze that someone affixes towards you and loves you in a very particular way, and it's an exhilarating experience. And there's two aspects of this. There's the seeking aspect and the being sought aspect. And we have the rare opportunity to hear from the book of the Song of Songs, which is a book of Hebrew love poetry, which interestingly never mentions the name of God once, and it's in the entire book. So there's an entire book of the Bible where God's name is never mentioned at all. So you might ask, what's it doing in the Bible? Because there's this aspect of God's seeking, that love, that kind of falling in love in a human way is just a little mirror of what God's love is for us. And the problem is when we say, just when you say that phrase, when you say God's love for us, it sounds so like we've heard it a billion times and it just applies to everyone equally. That's like the opposite of what falling in love is, right? If you say God loves us, it sounds like Barney. Okay, yeah, he loves everybody. Come to him. He'll give you a hug. But that's not what God's love. God's love is so intensely particular and just for you. We have to convince ourselves of that. It's not this vague love that he has kind of for all creation, like a government worker kind of thinks about, like statistics and stuff. No, it's an intense love where he comes searching for you. That's the whole mystery of redemption, where God, like the woman in the reading today, God came to earth and sought us out, sought the ones out whom his heart loves in a particular way. He loves the particular aspects of your life. And if you don't believe me, just listen to the gospel today where he sees Mary Magdalene. And of all the people that he could have chosen to reveal himself to after his resurrection, the most important event of his life, he chooses a nobody. Mary Magdalene, who was she? She had a past. She, you know, wasn't the most intelligent, blah, 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 blah. And her, in particular, he revealed himself to her. It's such a beautiful reading to see him say her name, and immediately she recognizes him. That's what it is for us, too, if only we have eyes to see. And especially, I would say for guys, but in all, it's hard for us to realize that, too. It's probably easier to think about sometimes, well, why doesn't Father just talk about, like, fixing the roof or something? Like, that's something I can understand. We have to kind of let our guard down a little bit and let God come to us and say, no, I love you in a particular way. I'm searching for you. I'm going out for you. I want you. And let ourselves be loved by God in that way, to let ourselves realize, wow, God really thinks about me like that. And to think even in my own life of like being chosen in a way, and being chosen in a particular way to be more closely united to him, and to do what Mary did, to spread that gospel out. She was the first preacher of the Annunciation. She preached to the apostles themselves. She was the apostle to the apostle sent to them. But it all begins with that radical love, that experience of that particular, almost romantic love that God has for us, that searching, that feeling special that God has for each one of us. And so try to imitate Mary Magdalene today, and when you hear the words that God loves you, you know, that he cares, to really break through the kind of layers of having heard that so many times and re-experience that in a brand new way, that he loves you in a very particular and exclusive way, you. Let's ask Mary Magdalene, her intercession today, to really experience that in a new way today.